With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms. We learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Hello, my loves. I am so excited to be podcasting with you on a walk this evening in my neighborhood. I live in Arizona and it's winter time. So it is probably, 50 degrees, maybe 45 degrees. It's not that cold. I have a Taylor Swift sweater that I got on Etsy. It has butterflies and then all the butterflies are different. And then there's every album name underneath the butterflies. It's pretty rad. They're in different fonts. I love it. My daughter has a matching one. We wore it to her movie. How are you doing this lovely, what is this evening? It's a Wednesday. I actually really, really enjoy Wednesdays because I typically don't schedule clients and it's this really deep creative day that I do. And it makes me so happy. Okay, so before I dive in, I wanted to first say that I got an email from somebody this week that is basically a podcast review. So I am going to try to read that to you just a second. She says, "Hey there, Lizzie. I just wanted to reach out and say, wow, I am a wife, mom to a 2-year-old girl, and currently pregnant with my second, a boy, due in late January. I work as a mail carrier and stumbled upon your podcast on Spotify about a month or two ago. My mental health in this past year has dropped drastically with this pregnancy and stress at work that unfortunately I ended up being diagnosed with antenatal depression and anxiety. I didn't have this with my first pregnancy. Your podcast has helped me out so much in knowing that I'm not alone and that I am not my thoughts. I feel so much relief in knowing that so many others have felt this way and that I'm not going crazy. I thank you for that. Your podcast and insights have given me so much hope for the future and for my soon-to-be road to recovery postpartum. Again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Lizzie." And I just wanted to say to this mama that thank you. Thank you for leaving that. I'm so glad the podcast has been reaching into your heart and it's never too soon to get on these things. I believe this person also purchased my online course. I can't be positive, but I think she did. So that's so, 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 so good. You guys, for those who don't know, the online course is called Postpartum Freedom. Freedom, 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 freedom. You need some freedom. And I specifically chose that name because I believe that that is ultimately the thing that I crave the most in my life. Like everything I teach, nervous system regulation and the way you talk to yourself and connecting with your body and your mind and your spirit, all of it is just various degrees and levels and types of freedom. Freedom from the bondage of really mean thoughts in your head. And I want to talk to you about that tonight. Freedom from just stress that really literally messes with your hormones and takes away your libido. I mean, when we say mental health, we're really talking about emotions. And when we talk about emotions, we're talking about our whole life, our physical body. Your emotions trigger hormone responses that can drain your adrenals. They can mess with your reproduction and your reproductivity. It's insane. It's all so interrelated. And for me personally, I find that it starts with the nervous system and really attending to those lower three chakras, your sense of safety, your sense of creativity and agency. And I don't remember what the third one is. I'm not like a chakra expert, but yeah. So you can go to lizzielangston.com/work with me. That page is being built as I speak. So in the future, it'll be ready, but it'll be ready in the next week or so. lizzielangston.com/work with me, or just go to my website, lizzielangston.com. Sign up for any of my free resources. Sign up for the Postpartum Freedom online course. Obviously, that one's for purchase. I'm working to get you guys a $27 course that is incredible. I've been writing it and recording it the last couple days. I'm just telling you, there are so many entry points of ways I can help you. And I'm just really working hard right now with my husband and my other friend, Megan, that works in my business, to just get you guys support at every level so that there's no reason and no barrier between you and support. And obviously the more support, the better. So again, just go to lizzielangston.com and check out any number of my resources. But last thing I'll say about this is, if you're not already on my email list, you don't want to miss that, because any announcements, any new things are going to be going out onto that. And so the way you get on the list is just by going to lizzielangston.com and then grabbing any of the free resources right there on the homepage. And that link will also be in the show notes tonight. Oh, so thank you so much to the mama that sent that email. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for being here and for listening to this podcast. So the first thing I wanted to do is, I really just wanted to share with you guys some happenings for me this week. I hope you can hear the sprinklers in my neighbor's yard. So charming. I just love all the little sounds. Okay. So this week, I had a couple interesting things. I had a moment where I was feeling in despair. So I've noticed this thing. So I had an emergency C-section, and I'm also about 34 now, and had my fourth baby the summer of 2023, this last summer. And she's amazing. It was wonderful. And actually, my C-section was truly, and I honestly say this, was really beautiful. Really glad I was numb. Can't imagine not being that way. However, there's been some challenges. The recovery has been way different in my body. And I feel like my lower abdomen, where the C-section scar is, like low abdomen, is just still paralyzed and frozen. It's not paralyzed as in it doesn't work, but definitely it doesn't work the way it did. I do have diastasis recti. Is that how you say it? Diastasis? I don't know. Just like one finger wide. So just like the first level of it. Gratefully, it's not more than that, but that is something that I still don't know really how to deal with. I'm going to need to be looking into that, like, as I feel ready. I've just been giving myself a lot of space. Yeah, like when I sit up, it feels different. There's just a lot of pain down there. It feels very round. It doesn't feel like, I think it would be a little bit round anyway. I've gained weight. I just had a baby 6 months ago, but it's like round. And to the point where I often still wear maternity shirts, you know? And so this stuff just sometimes messes with me. And I truly realize I could go in and do something about it, but I can't. And I wanted to explain that, because I think some of you guys might be experiencing this. And I just talked to a client. She's a brand new client today. I love her so much. She knows who she is. And we were just talking about, so in our session, she was saying how she's been struggling on the daily to just get the basics done. And her baby's 10 months old. And she was saying how she has other friends who have about 10-month-old babies, and how they are going back to work and they are thriving in this way and that way. And, you know, maybe some of them are starting to play volleyball again or whatever their sport of interest is. And she's just like literally barely sometimes being able to just do the basic, you know, like basic hygiene and feeding her baby, etc. And I'm sure some days are better than others, but that is really common. And actually, when it comes to me and my C-section wounding, that's also how I feel. I feel paralyzed and frozen. I go back and forth between doing nothing and trying, like, not consciously trying to forget about it, but just not even touching it, not like physically touching it, but, you know, just not dealing with it. And then there'll be moments where I swing to the other end of the spectrum where I'm just like devastated about it. I'm on the floor like in a fetal position, just so devastated that my body has been thrashed like this and that I don't know if it'll ever feel normal again and blah, 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 blah. And gratefully, like it really only has been 6 months, but honestly, when you have a vaginal birth and you're like young and in decent shape, 6 months, you look quite a bit normal. Whereas right now, 34, emergency C-section, I gained some weight 3 months prior to having the baby. Like when we were trying to conceive, it took a few months and I was just like, it was really an emotional roller coaster, as you guys can know. Some of you guys have had way long emotional roller coasters with conception. So yeah, it's just not the same recovery at all. And so let's talk about this. Let's talk about when you have something, whether you're aware of what it is. Like for me, I know that it's the body stuff around my C-section area and the injury that is still there and recovery that's still happening, or whether you actually don't know, like my client who was saying, I don't know why, I'm so confused. I don't know why, but I just can't seem to like actually do stuff. I'm just struggling to do the basics. So there is an amazing nervous system expert. Her name is Irene Lyon, and she is very knowledgeable. And one thing I've learned from her is that you can have what's called a functional freeze. And a functional freeze is essentially like, well, those are crunchy autumn leaves I'm walking on. But essentially, when you are in a hard time, maybe you're having like sensory overwhelm, or you felt unsafe or something, like there's a trigger of some kind that launches your nervous system into a state of either fight or flight, which is like running away, or freeze. And there's other ones, but those are the three. And what's happening though is you can actually have a functional fight, a functional flight, and a functional freeze. So what that means is you're still going about your day, but so you can still get like basic things done, but you're also, your nervous system is activated into either a behavior that is sort of a freeze where you're like avoiding things, not talking about them, or really unable to emotionally be available and really connect with people because you're kind of frozen, or the fight would be like you're just like irritable, you're picking fights, you're gossiping, you're like backbiting, you're bitter, resentful. Like that can be a fight, but you're still doing the basics every day, but it's like you don't feel normal, you're in this functional fight. And then a functional freeze. No. We already did functional freeze. Functional fight, functional flight would be the other one, which is where like maybe you daydream about leaving, or you're just really checked out. So you're doing the basics, but you're kind of gone. So there's various iterations of what those could look like. But long story short, what my client and I had in common is that we were both able to do stuff, but like not really ourselves during it. And that's when your nervous system can be activated in one of these ways. What do I mean when I say your nervous system is activated? Because I don't want to get super technical, because I don't want to lose you. Like this doesn't need to be complicated. Basically, it just means that the part of you that senses how safe you are has been triggered, whether it was like today or maybe weeks ago when you gave birth, and it hasn't been calmed down yet. So the work that I do is, and so it's at this low grade, like activated level. And so you can get triggered more easily. It's exhausting. It can deplete your stress hormones and your adrenals, and it can keep you from good sleep and quality sleep. It's a horrid state to be in. And a lot of women end up in this state postpartum for whatever reason, whether it's because, like I said, their birth was traumatic, or for me, it's the birth was fine. Like it was not as I intended. It was an emergency C-section, but the recovery, like seeing my body this way, has been really traumatizing to me. It could have even been pregnancy. It could have been having a NICU baby. So what I do as a postpartum coach, let me tell you what I do to help.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In my programs and in my life, it first started as my life's work, and then I transitioned into teaching it. So I want you to know that I didn't just be like, I want to go teach this stuff, but I had no idea what I was talking about. And I've definitely learned as I've gone, but I teach it because this work has changed my life so much. And I actually integrate tons of different teachers that I've studied with and courses that I've taken and certifications all into my stuff. So it's very unique and it's very specialized into postpartum. And I'm not just saying that to like blow smoke. I don't know what that phrase is. I'm not just saying that to be like, oh, I'm awesome. You should hire me. It really is very, very unique to postpartum. So I also have a lot of spiritual, but anyway, so basically my like amazingness that I can help with is I really help women calm their nervous systems without having to be like basically trauma therapists and experts at the whole thing. So I bridge the gap between the really kind of sometimes very technical world of nervous system and trauma, and then the world of just day in and day out being a mom, whether you're a working mom, full-time stay-at-home mom, being a wife if you're married, being a partner. And I deliver these tools to you guys in language that just makes sense. And I've also created a lot of tools on my own from my own needs while being in the trenches of like deep motherhood. Like I had 3 kids in 4 years. And so, for example, this $27, it's called the Emotional Toolkit. It's like Emotional Toolkit class for moms. And it's so awesome. Like I said, it's $27. And at least that's the price it's going to be starting at. I think it should probably stay there. But in this class, I actually organized the way that I teach the tools into 3 categories. Full privacy, like when you're by yourself, there's different tools, and I have 3 categories within that category. But anyway, full privacy and then partial privacy, like maybe you're with your kids or you're with your family and you're in your house so people can see and hear you maybe, or at least hear you. So you have partial privacy, but not full. And then times when you're on the spot. So one of my other clients this week, she just went back to work after having her baby, and she was literally in person making a sales pitch on behalf of her company for her job. And so her anxiety started, you know, creeping in, and just her mind was starting to go blank and she was panicking a little bit. And so I get that. As moms, we wear a lot of hats and we're not always having the luxury of like sitting and oming and meditating, you know, and doing that. And so that's an awesome tool, for example, meditation and stuff like that. But I've basically adapted a lot of the nervous system expertise in the area of trauma recovery and all that for moms. And not just in a way that you can understand, but in a way that can be applicable in all the different moments that you find yourself, whether you're wiping your kids, I was gonna say wiping your butt. I mean, you can be wiping your own butt, or maybe you're wiping your kid's butt, your baby's butt. Maybe you're feeding a baby with a spoon. I mean, that anxiety or whatever it is, maybe a big, huge, heavy bout of sadness or a trigger that sends you into a kind of a dysregulated, activated panic because you just remembered something from the hospital and that was so scary, or whatever it is. I just feel like it is so important, number one, that these are easily understandable, and number two, that they are applicable in the moment for moms. Like, I really feel like this is what sets me apart, and I really feel so passionate about that particular thing. So just so you know, pretty soon on my website, if you go to lizzielangston.com/work with me, and I will tell you when it's live. It's probably going to be live by next week, Thursday, or the week after that. I will tell you. So make sure you get on my email list. Again, it's lizzielangston.com. But I have various levels of support, but that is my passion. Like, I remember, okay, let me tell you this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Story. When I was, it was after my third kid, and I had had a mental health crisis after my second kid, which, by the way, in my $27 course and in all my courses, like all, frankly, every way you could work with me, I do share my story. But I remember specifically after I had my third baby, things got really, really bad. And I remember finding, I had tried therapy. I had tried a local postpartum support group. The therapist that I saw, unfortunately, it was through my birth center. She was a specialized therapist for postpartum women. And I kid you not, like I was super hopeful with this lady and I have nothing against therapists. Like I actually very recently was working with a therapist and I loved my time with her and she was so amazing. This therapist, however, wrote me a list of things I needed to do for myself, like go on a walk and take your herbal supplements for depression and whatever. And like, it was like a permission slip and I was supposed to show it to my husband and then he would help me, you know, like he would, like as if he was the problem, as if he was somehow keeping me from doing these things. It was strange. And, so that wasn't helpful. And then after my second baby, when I had mental health stuff come up, I did take antidepressants and those were enough for that time around. But what I really, really believe is that antidepressants, I never want people to use those as like a one-stop shop solve all. Like if they work for you, that is so great. They did work for me too, but ultimately they're not a root cause solver on a spiritual, emotional level. And some people aren't really interested in getting into the emotional root causes of their problematic, you know, symptoms like anxiety or depressiveness or whatever, emotional instability. But I believe deeply that like your body and your spirit are trying to get synced up and they're trying to communicate with you through the signals they're sending you. So anyway, my antidepressants did work after my second baby, but after my third, they weren't. And so here I was, like I had tried all the things, including maxing out the dosage. And I found coaching after trying all those things. Now coaching was awesome, but there was no such thing at that time that I knew of a postpartum life coach. Now there were a handful of life coaches, like general life coaches. And gratefully, I found one of them. And she's really, really sweet. Her name's Jody Moore. She's so awesome. And at the time, like she was of the same church that I grew up in. And so, you know, we had a lot of things that felt good, but she was not postpartum and she did not specialize in anxiety and depression. And she didn't teach the tools in a way that felt applicable in those really intense, fast moments that postpartum can bring up when you've got 10 things going on. And so I just feel really proud and really, really happy that I have been able to bridge the gap that me back then would have loved. And I'm so honored. I have private clients. We've got group coaching coming in January of 2024. And I'm so stoked about that. Make sure you're on the email list. Again, just go to lizzielingston.com because when we launch it, there's going to be an early bird rate and a founding members rate, and that will be cheaper. And I'm really keeping those of you guys that are like on maternity leave and you're not making your own money right, you know, right then. And so it's hard for you to feel like you can ask or collaborate with your partner financially. Especially I know there's medical bills that come up after having the baby. I really get that. Like we're still paying some payments on some things that, you know, cost us money when we had this baby. Gosh dang, like babies are kind of expensive right now, unless you're on state insurance, which is awesome. I hope that that is working for those of you that are, but for those of us that are not, it can be like thousands and thousands of dollars. I swear, I feel like it cost like $15,000. I'm not even joking. I don't know that that's a fact. And I'm sure some of those expenses were elective. But this is why I'm passionate about, you know, meeting you guys where you're at and having some offerings that work for you. So like I said, get on the email list, lizzielingston.com. I do have some private coaching spots still available. And this is something that I don't know how long and if it will be forever that I always offer private coaching to postpartum women. I don't know how long it will be. And so I really, I want you to know that one of the special things about working with me right now is that I'm working full time. And there have been clients that have been with me when I was working part-time, and it's amazing. Like, I'm still able to get to you and serve you. But there's something about the full-time thing that is really quite special, because I just get to like sit there and think about my clients and think about what they need. And I don't know, there's just so much channeling and energy that goes into you. It's just a very, very high value thing. And, it's unique. It's kind of a once in a lifetime thing. I feel like my mentors that I have had or that I do have, like I will look back and it was almost like if I was writing a book of my life, there would be a whole chapter. It was like the time I was working with this person and the lessons that this person taught me. And I would love, as a mom of four who's been a mom for about 10 years, I would love to work with you no matter your age, no matter how long it's been. By the way, I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, I don't know if I'm still postpartum. My baby's like 10 months or 14 months, or my baby's 4 years old. I've literally had a client that hired me. Her baby was 4 years old and she just knew, like she just intuitively knew it was time to do the work, because the reason that that is a thing, by the way, for those of you guys whose babies are older, it really like linearly, the amount of time it's been does not matter, because your nervous system stores trauma. It stores emotional pain and it brings it up and kind of nudges you and creates problems for you to then address the pain and get, you know, release it in a healthy, safe way. When it's time, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And also when the teacher appears, the nervous system says, okay, I'm ready. And so if you feel close to me and you feel like a connection with me, the research says that it's less important which modality you use, and it's more important your relationship with the provider. Let me say that again. It's less important if it's therapy or coaching or I don't know what else there really is out there, like EFT or neuro-linguistic programming. Yeah, there's so many things. What's the most important with any modality, healing modality you use for the emotional stuff and trauma is your connection with the provider. That, I mean, there is an importance in the provider having skills and being a sound fit for what you're doing. And the most important thing, the strongest correlation to success, I should say, being a successful outcome, is our relationship. And I think that that is also something I'm really proud of. And I just am inviting you in. I'm inviting you in. You can go to lizzielingston.com/consult. My consultations, starting in January, will be paid, not free, but until January they are free. And I'd be so happy. You can just go to lizzielingston.com/consult. Okay. I love you guys so much. I have so much fun on this podcast. If you haven't already gotten my free mini course, get that. Get out of the postpartum rep free mini course. It's at lizzielingston.com. The links for all these will be in the show notes. And I will see you guys right here next week. Thank you so much for being here. Please share this with a friend. Okay, bye.
Hey, Lizzie here. I've helped dozens of postpartum moms just like you to manage their postpartum anxiety and deconstruct their postpartum depression. It's really easy for me. So if you're ready to feel better, I know the way. Let's chat on the phone. Set up a time by going to lizzielingston.com/consult. It's pretty simple, and I will be calling you soon.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.